At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
This place is under new management.
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
Just so good. That is the theme tune for Peaky Blinders, which is one of the best TV shows in recent years, in my humble opinion. I absolutely love it. And this week we got a first look at photos from the set of the Peaky Blinders movie. Production started this week and it'll be on Netflix when it's done. I am so excited to see Cillian Murphy picking the Peaky cap back up once more to bring us another installment of Shelby goodness. I don't know if we have a date as of yet when it'll be ready, but as I said, I am very, very excited. Elsewhere this week, we got a fair bit of insight into the government's plans for phone-free schools. As I'm sure you've heard, there was 9 million euro allocated in the budget for magnetic pouches for schools around the country. They're called Yonder pouches. Some schools have already introduced them, but the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, says this will now be the reality for every secondary school student in this country. On Wednesday, Kieran Cuddihy spoke to a teacher from Clonakilty called Conor Murphy, who gave his reaction to that announcement.
I mean, they're not needed, first of all. Nobody's called for them. Nobody's asked for them. No teacher's asked for them. No student, obviously, has asked for them. No parent has asked for them. There's no need for them. Some of the teachers didn't know about it at work today. When I told them, they kind of, their jaws dropped. And like the words like ludicrous. Our students took out their phone the other day in my class. You might not be able to believe this, but they actually had their phone on and I caught them. And what I did was I said, give me your phone. And do you know what they did? They gave me their phone.
That was Clonakilty teacher Conor Murphy speaking to Kieran Cuddihy. And I have to say, I agree entirely. As I said earlier on the show, when I was in school, we weren't allowed to have phones on school grounds. If you were caught, the phone was confiscated. But those instances were few and far between. Rather than spend 9 million euro of taxpayers' money, I have a serious question. Why don't the parents buy one if or when they're buying a phone for their child? You know the way you'd buy like a protective cover or a screen protector? Why don't the parents or whoever buys the phone for the child buy a Yonder pouch for them? Or why doesn't every school in Ireland buy a lunchbox that sits on a shelf at the front of the classroom and why don't they compel students to place devices in that lunchbox at the start of every lesson? Why do we need to have a notion solution to a problem that actually just seems to make the problem more problematic? I don't get it. On Thursday, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lee MacDonald called for the Taoiseach to scrap this entire idea. She described it as a scandalous waste of public money at a time when so many schools are struggling to pay for heating and to keep the lights on. But Minister Foley joined Kieran on Thursday's Hard Shoulder, and this is what she had to say.
Yeah, I think, look, in the first instance, I think when you would look at this in isolation, and you would say, well, it's a lot of money. But I think when you delve down and when you tease it through, I think there's a very strong explanation as to why this is happening. So in the first instance, if you look at all of the research, both national and international research, it's very, very clearly telling us that young people, in particular, their learning is being significantly impeded. Their socialization, their ability to chat with one another, even in a school setting, you know, they're constantly in their phones, they're on their phones during break of class, lunch breaks and whatever. And it's interesting, for example, UNESCO has told us, in fact, that for the entire school day, there should be a ban on phones. And they have said, for example, when a student is interrupted in terms of, you know, a beep or a message coming through on their phone, it takes them 20 minutes to re-engage with the learning that's happening in a classroom.
The issue that people have is that, well, a smartphone on its own probably costs several hundred euro, and the cheapest plans to run a smartphone will cost a couple of hundred euro a year. That surely schools should be asking parents if a child is going to turn up with a phone to school because they need it for after school activities or whatever it happens to be, that they have to provide a pouch that gets locked at the front of the school. Why are we spending taxpayers' money on this when the phones themselves are funded by the parents to the tune of hundreds and hundreds of euro?
Absolutely. And I just on that one, you know, many principals have engaged in discussions on this over the last number of days as well. And so some of them have been very clear and they've said, you know, they've had to go to other resources if they wanted to procure things like these magnetically sealed pouches. They, you know, some of the parents did not have the 20 plus euro to give to their child to purchase it. And we're working really, really hard in education to ensure that we're lifting costs and pressures from parents. So we've introduced the free school books right across so that every child is equal.
Yeah, that was Minister Norma Foley speaking to Kieran. I have to say, I am not convinced. I think the Yonder pouches are a nifty solution, but it's the wrong solution. 1,600 SNAs and free school books are great, and Minister Foley is right to call that out. But we have children in this country who are sitting on waiting lists for support when it comes to dyslexia, dyspraxia and others. We have parents spending hundreds of euro every single month for their autistic children to get the supports and therapies they need. Why don't we put the money towards that? A pouch that kids can open with a magnet is not the answer. But that's just my view. Let me know yours. techtalk@newstalk.com is the email. Rant over for now. We are now going to turn to something that has made my heart happy this week after moaning for the first two thirds of the show. Earlier this week, I went down to the IFI in Dublin for the launch of a new platform called SkillStack. And I am delighted to say that Robert McGillifaudrig, the man behind it, is with me now. Rob, how are you?
Good to see you, Jess. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, I'm delighted to talk with you. The last time we spoke was in America. We were on the Ireland Gateway to Europe trip, which is always a fantastic few days from my point of view, because you get to meet some brilliant brains who are using technology in new and innovative ways. And you're in that cohort of people. You had mentioned that you had a project in the works and it has now finally come to fruition. So can you just introduce us to what it is?
Yeah, SkillStack, Jess. So when we met last, it was probably 6 months ago, and we were knee deep in producing the content at that stage. And it's taken us since then to launch the business. So really delighted to launch it. So SkillStack effectively is skills development through video. It's a streaming platform, so very similar to Netflix for skills development. So we've mapped the moments, Jess, that drive performance most in work. And we've invited experts on each of those moments to tell stories, to teach the skills, to move the dial on individual and collective performance, to drive social mobility, to drive better lives and better working lives, but ultimately better business performance.
I was at the launch in the IFI on Thursday and I was really struck by the mix of people you have delivering these lessons. So there's, you know, former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern, there's Sarah Geraghty from the Communications Clinic, there's Owen Tomás McDermott from the Communications Clinic, there's people, there's performance coaches, there's a broad spectrum of individuals who bring their expertise to the table. Can you just tell me how you went about handpicking those experts? And I suppose just if you could expand on that spectrum of topics that are covered.
Yeah, it feels like my life story, Jess, into a business. I have a twin brother, Kev, and we went two very different directions in terms of our career. It's a classic nature versus nurture. Kev went deep into the world of academia. He now teaches dentistry in Trinity. So he learned his skills and his vocation through a very classical method. Like many, I stumbled into business and I learned skills through story. And when I looked to apply the moral of the story, sometimes it worked, sometimes it failed. I iterated, it improved. But ultimately, it was a blend of skills that I learned through story, Jess. And that's the concept of skill stack. You're stacking the skills that drives your performance through story. So I actually got in touch with the people I learned most from over the last 15 years, Jess, and whose learning has impacted those around me in a positive way. So it has real heart and soul in terms of its origin, I guess. So I got in touch with the people I learned from and I built a faculty. So they've all agreed to work with me. And we spent the last 12 months in designing content, in delivering beautifully produced short form video. So the types of people we've collaborated with and who are part of the faculty. So Margaret Heffernan is one, the award-winning author and TED speaker. Again, I've worked with Margaret over the years, yes. And her teaching, her thinking, her teaching has like ran so deep with me, and it's touched so many different aspects of my business life and my personal life. And I find myself, living and realizing and actioning that thought process on a daily basis. I've also worked with Eddie Wilson. He's the Ryanair CEO. So he has developed a skill stack on creating cost advantage. And Jess, I can't think of any other brand in the world to learn that skill from than Ryanair. Bertie Ahern, you mentioned. And then we have people from the world of high performance rugby. So we've looked at those moments that drive performance. We've assembled great storytellers who have great stories to tell.
You mentioned Margaret Heffernan, who was at the launch on Thursday, and I was so taken by her and the snippets that were played on the screen, but also the talk that she gave us. And I walked out of the room with an extra pep in my step, because something that I've written about in the business post and I've spoken about on this show in recent times is that whole notion of work-life balance. And as a millennial, kind of constantly going around going, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm so tired, I don't know what to be doing. And she just reframed it instantly, going, you're not a workaholic, you're a lifeaholic. And that boundary between your work life and your personal life, it's not a hard thing. It's like this Venn diagram where there's that beautiful crossover and one feeds the other. And she just helped me in that 10 or 15 minutes she was talking, reframe my own thought process. And I suppose that's what you, I assume, want to hear from people who encounter the faculty that you've put together, is that it does just challenge thinking or offer a new perspective.
So, yeah, I think you've nailed it there, Jess. Like, there's elements of inspiration, there's elements of motivation, and there's also very practical teaching as part of the content itself. So it's very rich, very engaging, but it will definitely challenge your traditional thought process. And it's built for today's context. So again, it's exactly where we are right now. Where have we come from in the world of work? We rushed to look after the needs of our people through COVID, and then through the Great Resignation, Jess, we rushed to look after their wants. So there needs to be a rebalancing and a real dose of common sense when it comes to how we work and ultimately how we live and how our working lives play out. A lot of talk, Jess, around well-being, people think that is physical and mental. They think it's the other end of the spectrum of working hard. Like, life isn't polarized like that. And I think Margaret's point was, we need to consider work health. We need to consider work education and look at the life benefits that we get from that and how it improves those around us and our loved ones, and ultimately how it, yeah, improves our lives. So I think her points were really well made. And what a phenomenal storyteller, Jess, wasn't she?
She
was really,
incredible.
Really amazing. She captivated the 200 people there in the cinema itself. And again, the feedback has been phenomenal. And actually, an additional point that probably mirrors that, Jess, we piloted SkillStack with NASA.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked to get the feedback from some of the brightest minds in the world. And one of the comments from the head of astronaut selection, her name is April Jordan. April Jordan watched one video on goal setting. And her feedback was this, Jess. After watching the content, it made me think that we're not dreaming big enough at NASA. And I left with a toolkit to do so. Like, that stopped me in my tracks, Jess. And I thought, well, actually, what I thought honestly was, are you kidding me? You're NASA. You're making the impossible possible. We're a little Irish startup. Don't be listening to us. But it was incredible feedback. And I think that shows the power of the storytelling and the practical steps that are part of the teaching that actually move the dial in performance.
Yeah, I've, and I won't keep you much longer now, but I've been reading a lot of, I've always been a productivity nerd, right? I love reading productivity books. I try to get as much information as I can into my brain. But what's funny is seeing the videos from the SkillStack presentation, I completely see the connection that people will make and how much easier it will be for people to take takeaways from these classes versus reading a book, because you almost feel like you're in conversation with the person and there's that bit more personal connection. And the snippets that you showed on Thursday included some anecdotes, and I think that's just a much more, it's an easier way to digest information, I suppose, and apply it to your own life. Is that part of why you decided to go down this route versus publishing another book in terms of, you know, management, productivity and so on?
Yeah, again, like if you just think of our natural behaviours, like what do we do in our spare time, Jess? We rush to story, whether it be social media, whether it be Netflix, whether it be reading a book, but increasingly it's short form. So the concept of SkillStack is just enough content, short form video, just for the individual, so you can stack the specific skills that you need in that moment, just as you like. We've produced this content, Jess, with an award-winning documentary making team. It's beautifully shot. So it's very, very appealing. And in fact, it's entertainment meets learning through storytelling. So all of that was gone into the design of it. There's no point in having the best minds on these moments, teaching the skills that we need, unless we're going to consume it. So again, we've built it so people can binge brilliance.
Yeah, okay. I said to one of my colleagues who was at the launch with me on Thursday, I'm signing up purely for Margaret Heffernan alone. You can find the full information, including the pricing, up on skillstack.ie. Rob, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
Good to see you, Jess. Thanks.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.